the music started, the lights have gone down. Yeah. Thank you. Our topic today is allegiance. Our text today is Psalm 23, and I'm using the NIV version. Let us listen. Oh, not today. We thought we fixed it. There we go. Using the NIV version. This is such a familiar text. So I invite you, if you will, just to kind of relax. Take a couple of deep breaths. Close your eyes. And simply listen. David has been through mighty a long way with the Lord. Through trials, through temptations, through victories, through challenges. And he writes, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is surely the word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Allegiance. It's a word we throw around all the time. But have you ever stopped to look it up in the dictionary? Webster's defines it as loyalty or commitment of a subordinate to a superior, or of an individual to a group or a cause. Could you not hear David as the subordinate to his superior God in that psalm? Giving his allegiance to the God who has seen him through the years. Allegiance means faithfulness and fidelity, obedience and devotion. Though David had wandered far from God, and we know David's faults. We talked about some of that before. Remember, we talked about just a few weeks ago how Nathan had to come to David and say, "You were the one who took the lamb from the poor man and stole it, even though you were rich." David had allegiance to his God. And we, on this week of celebrating our nation's birth, we remember that in schools we teach our children to say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. We begin each school day standing and putting our hands over our hearts. And I was taught that any time the flag was in motion, that you put your hand over your heart out of love and respect and devotion. I can still hear small children saying that, you know. And it was real pride when kindergartners could say it all the way through. And in the summertime when I was little, we would go to vacation Bible schools. We would say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, And then we would also say the Pledge of Allegiance to another flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for which it stands. And we would swear allegiance to that flag. And here in America, we take seriously the flag, do we not? We take seriously the liberty that we have. And we remember the men and the women who have fought through the ages for our liberty. And we remember the men and women who are serving currently. And if I can take a personal moment here, I have learned this weekend that my nephew Jonathan will in just a few weeks go to Afghanistan for 3 months. So please keep him and his family, as his wife Nikki, who is also in military service, will be here. Pray for them. My family has fought in every war since the Civil War. I have members at the National Cemetery. We are proud of our service. My father fought in Korea on Heartbreak Ridge. Greg, that heathen, y'all know Greg, proudly served and now is still a member of the National Guard. We have members of this own congregation who are proud of their service, and we are proud and grateful for them, are we not? I remember singing the song, "This Land Is Your Land and This Land Is My Land." I can think of no other country that I would rather live in than here. It is a grand and glorious nation, a proud heritage. Are we perfect? No. Are we a great nation? Yes. Do we have problems? Absolutely. But what has made us great over the years is our ability to stand together. When there has been catastrophe, we have come together, side by side, regardless of our creed or color or our economic status, we have stood tall. When enemies assailed against us, we have banded together to advance the cause of democracy, to say that all men are created equal. Ours is a glorious nation. Ours is a nation who's, I would say, this is my own opinion, who's losing its way. Because we have forgotten what makes us strong. Our diversity creates strength. Our ability to think outside the box is what has made us great in the 20th century. Because we can look at problems from many different angles. Our ability to respect each other and the rights of people to rise to their fullest potential is what has made us in the 20th century the greatest nation on the earth. Our unwillingness to accept mediocrity is what made us the nation of the 20th century. I pray that we'll get out of the chaos that we're in. For we are in chaos. I pray that we will move beyond the ethos of me and go back to the ethos of we. A time when we looked after neighbors. A time in which we were not so self-consumed. A time in which we stood up for everyone. A time when, like when I was growing up, and if I did something in the neighborhood I shouldn't have, my mother knew about it before I got home. Because my neighbors cared that I became a good person. That I became a fruitful citizen. And that I was safe. I could ride my bike anywhere in my neighborhood because the neighbors were going to protect me. They were not going to let harm come to me. I pray that we return to that type of society. I pray that America gets on its knees again. In whatever way that it prays, I pray that our country gets on its knees again and puts its allegiance first in the Almighty. I don't mean the Almighty dollar, but in the Almighty God. And that we once again learn how to civilly express our differences and let go of the rancor that we've seen in our political debate. I believe that we can talk about anything as long as our goal is understanding and not agreement, meaning that we can have a respectful, authentic debate without argument. I remember a time when people could disagree without there being a gunshot. I remember a time in America where political discussions did not assassinate one's character. When across the aisle could work together for the common good. I long for that. I long for a time when we all felt safe. But I think before we go down that path, we need to ask the question, do we have another allegiance? Is there a greater allegiance? And I believe so. You see, the psalmist said, "The Lord is my shepherd. My first allegiance is not to this nation. My first allegiance is to Lord God Almighty and to the Lamb. For the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God who gave himself for me, and he is my shepherd. He is the one who stands beside me, who guides me with the shepherd's hook, you know, that crook who takes me by the neck and says, oh, no, you don't. Don't you go there again. And the staff who kind of hits my behind when I need to move a little faster. For our first allegiance is to God, the one who made us in God's image, the one who breathed into us the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. When we keep God first, then everything else is in proper perspective. When we realize that the shepherd is also the Lamb who paid the price for us, and he is our shepherd, then all else follows suit. It is to him that our first and greatest allegiance belongs, and no other. Not to man, not to institutions of man, but to him. Salvation is found only in the shepherd. And sometimes I wonder if we've gotten it confused. If we think our things or ourselves or in humanness is our salvation. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is God, who has been here since the beginning of time, who was, who is, and who is to come. He is all that we need. In him, we have the greatest story ever told. In him is our story. In him is completeness. To him We owe everything. I am a Christian first and an American second. The Lamb has my allegiance. I will defend our country with everything that I have and the freedom and democracy that we have. But I will always follow the Lamb and give Him my heart. That is the devotion, the obedience, and the faithfulness in its proper order. Thanks be to God. Amen. As our ushers come forward, let us prepare now to